I hear my head. 27 of an 8-show tour, an 8-show grueling scouring the earth tour. But I have to say, but just after 6 shows, it's a huge relief to be here. It's a huge relief just to bring this here. Probably should have started here. Because most of the songs that we play were written here by people who were either born here or ended up here. So they're all heavily, heavily influenced by everybody in this room and this place. So finally, here we are. We are Temple of the Dog, 25 years after the album. We've come home, and you guys are here to receive us. Thank you so much. This is called Wooden Jesus. Temple of the Dog album, which the stories that I've been telling, I don't really need to tell you, but so now it's just a matter of just kind of repeating it. But this album was one that was written and recorded to celebrate our friend Andrew Wood. So at the end of the day, to have you all here 25 years later to celebrate the release of the album is also kind of acknowledging the fact that you guys care about Andy too, and that you at some point along the way have been touched by him and listened to some of his music, and you know how special that he is. So we're gonna play the whole album, and then we're gonna play a bunch of this stuff too. Including some of Andy's music, including Mother Love Bone music, and some other related songs that one or all of us have been involved in. This one's called Call Me a Dog. Call me a dog. Well, that's fair. Oh, There was a time back in like 1990, somewhere in there, I shared a little two-bedroom house just above the freeway with Andy Wood. And first I was living with my brother, Peter, and then he moved out to go move in with some girl. And I needed a roommate. And actually the first person I called that I thought might be a cool roommate, because he seemed like a cool guy, seemed kind of together, was Sean Gossard. Now, I didn't know Sean that well, but that is actually the impression that you gave like a young 22 and a half year old guy. And I feel like you've lived up to that. That is you. You're a good guy. He's the kind of guy that a college age guy would want to have as a roommate. He's fun. He isn't going to steal your stuff. And anyway, he said, no, I'm good. I'm fine. I don't really want to move in with you somewhere in that crack neighborhood up on Capitol Hill. But he said, I have a good friend, Andy, and I think he needs a place to stay. So I called Andy, and Andy was like, sure. That's what he said, sure. And my brother had already paid rent. So my brother, who's kind of stocky, kind of a, like that sort of Irish-American bulldog type, spoke to Andy and said, you're going to have to pay for some of the rent, because I already paid it. And Andy said, I'll play ball with you. And then he never paid any of that money. But he was very charming. He could get away with that. And so the car that I had that we both kind of drove at the time was a 69 Galaxy 500, just like the one in the streets of San Francisco. Try parking that on Capitol Hill. It was like 18 and a half feet long. And the AM radio was stuck on a religious station, which... It gave me a lot of ideas for songs, and this next one is one of them. This is called Your Savior. We'll be right back. for some mother love on.
Thank you.
This next song is the first time I heard it. I was jealous as a young songwriter. I thought it was one of those ones where, as a songwriter, I think, fuck, wish I had written that song. And I was like, that was early on in the songwriter days where most of the time that happened, it was something else. Yeah, it was like a band from England that sold 100 million records already. But this was Mother Love Bone. This was Andy. It's called Stargazer.
Yeah.
after the Mother Love Bone album was recorded, and subsequently Andrew died, and we made this album. You know, there was a lot going on after that, and Pearl Jam formed, and Soundgarden put out an album, and it all kind of, we all sort of wrote it, all happened around the same time. Desert Shield turned into Desert Storm, and I was sort of just right on the edge of draft age, and there was a lot of stress. We didn't really know what that would mean, and a lot of shit was going on, and one of the things sort of in the middle of that wasn't stressful, really, that was kind of lighthearted, was a film called Singles that Cameron Crowe wrote and directed. That we all starred in. We crushed that, all of us crushed our scenes in that. And Jeff Ament actually came up with a bunch of song titles that were part of some graphic design that he was working on for the film. And I was captivated by the titles. I saw them on the set. It was like it was a cassette cover, and you know, on the front was the name of the guy that was a character in the film, and on the back was the title of all the songs. And I was just captivated. I was inspired to. I thought, would it be fun to just write those songs? There were some amazing titles. One of them was Nowhere But You, which I still think is one of the best song titles that I've ever seen. How do you not want to listen to that song? One of the song titles was Spoon Man. One of them was Missing. One of them was Flutter Girl. And one of them was this next song. This is called Seasons.
And I'm lost behind. to see your hands.
I know everyone here will get this one. This is about those Seattle winter times when you get kind of stuck inside. You don't really want to go. You kind of do want to get out, but you kind of don't want to get out. And no matter what happens, you feel a certain inertia like it's flypaper. This is called Four Walled World.
And she cried.
I know that here in Seattle, of course, we have a great baseball team called the Mariners that I'm a big fan of. But in my lifetime, somehow, kind of, probably just by accident, I don't know, that's how the world works. Maybe it's because we're so far northwest. I ended up knowing a lot of people from Chicago. Matt and I were in a band with two people from Chicago, Kim Thiel and Hiro Yamamoto. These guys are in a band with Eddie, who's from Chicago. I was in a band with a guy named Tom Morello, who's from Chicago. I have a very, very good friend standing inside the stage tonight, named Mark Johnson, who's also from Chicago. And one of the funny things about all of these people, one thing they have in common, whether they've ever met each other or not, is they're obsessed with the idea of the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series. So we're gonna get there. You don't have to get mad at Chicago. They waited a long time. So, in honor of the Cubs winning the first World Series since whatever it was, 1908, wasn't it? We're gonna do a blues song. This is called I'm a Mover. Oh. Next song with us, you're gonna know your part when it comes. It's not gonna be a surprise. It's gonna be easy. It's as if we rehearsed it 1,000 times. So when it comes up, I just want you all to feel comfortable and sing it as loud as you possibly can. And let's fill up this fucking room with Paramount. This one is for you all that have supported us all this time and listened to this record and made it important. Thank you. Thank you. Studio recording of, but he did some live recordings of it, and I feel like what Jeff had mentioned, it was kind of possibly, you know, the direction that he was going in. But this is called "Hey Baby, Land of the New Rising Sun" by Jimi Hendrix. And we recorded a version of this for an album called Stone Free years and years ago, with a lot of fucking amazing people on the album, but never got a chance to do it live until now. So here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to do some more Mother Lode Bone. This is a song called Heart Shine. He's going to help start and is an amazing band with a lot of beautiful songs, a lot of great songs, song with your heart to listen to now, for a lot of reasons, and this is one, this is called River of the Sea.
Thank you. shoes, I got car stereos. 5 for $25. Got peach for $25. And if I give you my friend, I'll give you a lap band for $5. You wanna buy a watch? I got gold watches. I got Cartier, I got Rolex. I got even the watches since my mother's name old man. I said, what's your name? You're looking so fine.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
I said before, I'll say it again, this means a lot, an awful lot. One of the hardest things about losing a friend when you're a young man, and for me, like, nothing really bad happened to me, but when Andy passed away, up till then, everything was all right. And one of the things that was hardest about it wasn't that we lost a friend, and it was a hard friend to lose because he was really full of life. You know, he wasn't one of those mopey guys where it would make sense, where you think like, well, yeah, you know, he was always, the check was in the mail, everyone knew it was coming. It wasn't like that. Every time he walked into a room, he made everybody feel good, he'd make you laugh. He didn't really take into account the mood he was in. He was always smiling. He was that person. And in addition to that, he had a raw talent that none of us have really run into, I don't think, and we never will again. And so the other aspect of it was that that you guys, that everybody around the country and around the world might not get a chance to hear what he did. So the fact that you guys are here tonight shows us that when we made that album 25 years ago, one of the main objectives has been met. So thank you sincerely for that. This song was also on the Mother Love Bone album, Apple, and to me it's one of the ones that just kind of very autobiographical and sort of summed up two things about Andrew. One of them was his insatiable love for music, period, all the time and everything he did. He loved music so much that when he went to see a Prince concert, he was so nervous, more nervous than his own shows, that he threw up before the show. And the other thing was just his joy of life. Both those things are kind of woven into this song. This is called Man of Golden Words.
My only tool.
Sid Barrett, who was the original inventor of a band called Pink Floyd. He wrote the whole first album except, I think, one song, and then subsequently was gone on the second album, where he wrote one song and Roger Waters wrote the rest. But after that, he had a brief solo career that had some pretty incredible, irreplaceable, fucking weird music. And this is one of the songs. This is called Baby Lemonade.
Cold iron hands clap a party to clown.
Childhood dream to life now. This song brings back a lot of memories, and there was no time in my childhood or adolescence and teenhood, young manhood, when I thought that I'd be standing up here playing this next song in front of people that weren't my buddies. So, just, you're our buddies tonight.
Just for jam space. guitar. Matt Cameron on drums. Stone Gossard on guitar. This is a song for David Bowie that we all miss. Get through the whole. Thank you so much. As always, it's great to come home. It's calling. mercy for this sin. Satan laughing, spreads his wings.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been looking forward to this for a long time, honestly. I don't mean the 25 years, but I mean just like, you know, the last, since we started talking about actually playing some shows, which has been a few years. We've been looking forward to this. Just standing up here in Seattle and doing it. We got one more Temple song to do. Dedicate this one to my wife Vicky, who was sick and couldn't make it up to Seattle today. This is called All Night Thing. Thank you. Be safe. Thank you.